This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. The snow is deep across New England. We're in the thick of winter, but there are signs spring is coming. The Red Sox have begun spring training. The sap will be running soon. The vineyards will have grapes. Yes, New Hampshire is home to more than a few vineyards, and it turns out there is actually something happening with those grapes this time of year. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, is here to tell us more. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So there's a story in this week's Hippo about some events at New Hampshire vineyards over the weekend, and it seems, well, kind of strange to talk about vineyards this time of year.
Yes, it does, but there are things happening. And actually, if you need little signs that it is going to get better, that winter will one day end, this is a perfect place to look.
This is good for your psyche.
Exactly.
So what's happening?
Over at LaBelle Winery in Amherst, there's a lot going on deep under the snow. And so what's happening right now is that the little tiny buds that are going to become grapes one day are in the grapevines. And they're in, they're there. They weren't sure, you know, these are brand new plants. So they weren't sure how this was going to happen with winter, how things were going to go for them, especially with the cold temperatures we had earlier on in the winter. But they went out and did some cuttings. And they said those little tiny buds, they're there.
They actually have to go out in the vineyard and check these periodically and make sure that they are still alive, right?
Exactly. And, you know, especially with the weather. And they actually said, so here's something good you can say about all the snow we've had recently. The snow is actually helping to protect the vines and to help protect and insulate a little bit these you know, very young buds that are deep inside the vines still.
Yeah, and any gardener will tell you sometimes a good snowfall actually protects sensitive plants. So
exactly. And, you know, you get a chance this weekend. They're going to have their Winter Family Fun Fest on Saturday from 11 to 4. And part of that festival, they're going to have snowshoe hikes through the vineyards with the vineyard manager. And I think this is fun whether you're into gardening or you're into wine. They're going to kind of, you know, take you around, tell you what's happening with the grapevines, kind of what will happen in the next few months with as the growing season continues. So just a way to get to know this interesting part of local agriculture.
Is this kind of pairing of education and touring the vineyard, is this integral to the business model for the vineyard?
Well, you know, for LaBelle's in particular, that they were saying that that is really their mission, is to be a place for the community to come to learn more about wine, to learn more about art as well. They're having an art talk on Sunday. It's part of a series that they've been doing with the New Hampshire Institute of Art. And so they really want to be a gathering place. So this Fun Fest, you know, they're going to have these tours of the vineyards, but also there's a sled hill nearby that the kids can go to, and then you can come back over to LaBelle's have a little hot cocoa and just, you know, try to get out and enjoy this winter.
Yeah, and that's the point here, is to kind of get outside and maybe, you know, ward off that cabin fever. It is school vacation week for many, and if the kids are still in the mood for that kind of winter fun, there are several towns that are holding festivals this weekend, and you had a bunch of them listed in the Hippo this week.
Yes, so Lowell, you know, just over the state line in Massachusetts, they're having their big winter fest. It runs today, Friday and Saturday. Merrimack is having their annual winter carnival on Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. in Wasserman Park. I was talking to the organizer there, and she said, you know, sometimes you just got to get out in the snow and not be shoveling it.
Yeah, that's right. And actually enjoy it instead of looking at it as some kind of chore.
Yeah, you know, we've got it. Might as well have fun with it. They're going to have snowshoes there, too, as well as snowmobile rides, things where the kids can make snowmen and decorate it a little bit. So, you know, getting in the outdoors and having fun.
And enjoy it because, yes, spring will eventually come. They say it will.
I'm told that, you know, we're only weeks away from those early signs.
I don't know if I dare believe. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many weekends to talk about events going on in the Granite State. So go ahead, get outside this weekend if you dare. Amy, it's good to see you. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.